I know. What's up, everybody? It's Blur to Beyond. We in the building. We in the building. We in the building. Yeah. Season 8, episode 9. Today's topic: worst TV show moms. I'm sure you've all thought about that in your lifetime. Like, man, who really is the absolute worst? Like, if that was my mom, would I run away from home? Like, literally. Literally. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, we always got to get it popping, get it started with my boy Prince with them hot topics.
All right. You know, first and foremost, My Hero Academia Vigilantes. Yeah.
Go.
Premieres April 7th.
We going?
That's a movie, right? I'm good.
No, it's a...
No, it's a TV show. That's a spinoff of My Hero.
That's pretty good, though.
Thought it was another
one. I read some of it. It's pretty good.
I don't know nothing about it.
You got to give it a chance.
But I'm not going to.
That's crazy. All right,
that's fine. I mean, take you 20 years just to get to the anime anyway.
Get out of here.
Hey, me on the same
list. You got a whole list.
I still ain't seen Attack on Titan.
Man, I guess now, you don't really got to watch it.
You know, I seen
scenes. So you started it, but you didn't finish it?
I seen scenes because YouTube be putting stuff up there, but I ain't even
You're never going to watch
it. You're not going to watch it. You're going to forget about it. It's going to be one of those because it's not like Aaron anymore, so you're going to forget about it.
I might swerve in that corner. Ooh.
There's a movie coming out about a black samurai.
Okay.
Called Jade. It's live action.
Jade.
Jade. I was about to say, that's crazy.
Shade is a little. Yeah.
That's on the nose.
It's kind of cool, but at the same time, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, post what day?
That's too close to spook.
It's this year. Close. It's 1 hour and 28 minutes.
Also, it's a movie. Hey, what did y'all think about that Black Samurai that came on Netflix? I forgot the name of it.
It could have been a lot better. The animation was really good. The story just was kind of.
It's my Yasuke.
Yeah,
wasn't it kind of boring?
I don't know. I ain't watch.
I was like falling asleep.
Why you ain't give it a chance?
Because like when it comes to stuff like that, certain certain shows I could watch. When I watched the trailer, I was like, it don't. It's not giving,
Is there a reason
why?
Afro
Samurai. You know how Afro Samurai is, right? Like, it hits. Man, when you compare it to that, it's like, you can tell. I ain't saved myself.
He's a last samurai type of guy. He's a last samurai.
Oh, my gosh. It was all right. It was all right.
Tom Cruise.
He liked Tom Cruise.
Apparently, R. Kelly has dropped his residual remix.
That man said, wait, I got 2 minutes. Ow. Let's go.
Didn't he get in trouble for residuals?
Whoa! Don DeMarco.
Did anybody listen to it?
I heard bits and pieces.
Was it good?
He's trying to get his checks. They out there making money off of him.
Did you enjoy his residuals?
I mean, I ain't hear enough to, because when he said, I got 2 minutes, let's go. I had to cut it off. I can't take him seriously, man.
2 minutes.
He started off with the I wanna thank my fans. And I was just like, all right, man. I can't take him seriously. But I know he killed it because it's R. Kelly, but can't take him seriously.
Yeah.
But like Prince said, he wanna know where his money at.
Yeah.
Apparently, Blade will reportedly release after Avengers Secret Wars.
I don't want to hear that. Throw it back in the trash. I don't care.
We don't care.
last but not least, Nicole Ari Parker has been cast in The Lanterns as Jon Stewart's mom, Bernadette Stewart.
I didn't even know his mama's name, so this is the first time I've ever heard Jon Stewart's mom.
I didn't know he had a mom.
Bernadette seemed a little too on the nose, too.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I thought
he was from up north. That sounded like he's from down south.
That's a real down south name, bro. I know they do.
Kai Cenat, Drewski, and Kevin Hart have a movie in the works.
They got good chemistry.
It's almost like somebody thought of that and said that already.
Was it RDC?
No, it was B&B.
That's right.
So, you know,
I mean, when they did that stuff on Twitch, you know, it's like
it just called for it.
It was bound to happen.
Yeah,
but that's all of it for right now. You know, I'm gonna say too much.
People listen, y'all go ahead and follow us, bro. Go ahead and hype us up a little bit, because we've been saying stuff. We've been on it.
We do got a lot of content.
My goodness gracious. I mean, we've been saying stuff that happens, though. Like, we'll bring it up in the podcast. We give a couple months. It'll show up in the media. So, like,
algorithm.
Just go ahead and, you know, shout us out a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're trying hard.
At this point.
Kidnapped because we predict the future.
Y'all, bro. Hey, we ain't even charging y'all for real. We just want you to say the name. Check us out.
But I do appreciate everybody hitting us up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Y'all been climbing. Y'all been climbing. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the love.
You know.
I guess. Why are we talking about y'all? Tell us what y'all want to hear. We always ready to read comments. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Funny, mean, nice. We might roast you up here though if you're too mean though, because
hey, that's how you're
going out like no stucker.
That's how it be, Jack. That's how it be.
So, worst TV mom.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change. But anyway,
he crazy.
That sounds like verbal abuse.
I
nominate Josh as one of the worst TV moms right there.
I'm getting on top of somebody list.
Oh Lord!
I'm glad you finished that.
I'm glad you finished that.
On top.
Get up and get going.
Never bottom.
You know, in my opinion, we can do live action and cartoon to make it easy.
Let me start off.
If you got some, you know, throw them out. Let's discuss.
I just want to start off with the honorable mention of Kids Next Door's parents. Every single kid.
Oh
wow.
Every single mom. Right, they did not know where their kids was at. They was out at night.
It was at work.
It was out at day.
Yeah.
Them kids was running the streets.
They had to work.
Causing havoc.
All right. Yeah. So, somebody had to be the world,
man. They had to save the world, man. One of the parents was a former agent. What do you mean?
Well, shit. You want to talk about, well, how about the Rugrats parents?
Huh?
How about the Rugrats parents?
Now, that's neglect, too.
Yeah, that was neglect as well. CPS report. I agree with that.
If you watch closely, they had problems for real.
Lord. Yeah, they low-key.
They low-key had some problems in the background.
It was some alcoholism, I think, going on. They should have went to some AA meetings.
Speaking of parents, Danny Phantoms.
Well, I don't fuck with his dad.
Boy,
no
them became a whole experiment because they weren't watching what they was doing. You know, people get fired because of that. Like, people go to jail because of stuff like that. You know
yeah.
Man?
Yeah.
You ain't got caution tape up. You ain't
should've
got
been
no,
out of the
no
home.
Type of safety stuff around.
Yeah, they kind of killed him, low key.
Low key.
I mean,
boy,
he's
half
a whole ghost.
Dead. Yeah. Half dead.
They did not care.
Half his life is gone.
What does his report say?
Mm hmm.
They said, soul sucked.
Does it say deceased?
That's crazy.
Whoa. That's two.
Freaking
that's two.
I might get kicked out.
You're cooking.
Parents. They dumb. They just stupid.
They
definitely was on some shit.
Why think you got godparents? They neglected
him. That was a bar.
That was a bar.
So.
And this nigga cared more about Dinkelberg.
His own son. Shut up, Timmy. And then points at Dinkelberg. It ain't even his son. It's supposed to be Dinkelberg's son. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, low key, he probably did think that. Like, you was over tapping.
Nobody on my side got buck teeth.
Oh,
you know who I seen got buck teeth? Dinkelberg mama.
Uh huh.
What you
just saying?
What you think about Rochelle from Everybody Hates Chris. You think she was good, bad?
Hey, listen.
That was the gray area.
What you got to say?
I feel like she could have been nicer.
Yeah.
But overall, she was still a good mom. She did have favoritism.
Yeah. You know, I agree.
Your best friend, right? If your best friend, every time he see you, he beat you up, right?
Yeah.
But he don't let nobody else beat you up. No, did he? Is he a good friend?
He could be nicer.
That's crazy. I'm thinking he'll talk to a therapist.
Because he's protecting you.
What?
That's just how he show love.
Nah.
With his fist?
I don't know about that. Yeah. All
right, let
Rochelle punch anybody.
He gonna miss him. One of y'all. He gonna miss him.
Now, Chris got some beatings that he ain't deserve. And he got some verbal abuse.
It ain't true, though.
It was verbal, yeah. Verbal. I don't know about physical, though. Physical, he kind of deserved from what I remember.
Sometimes.
There was some situation that wasn't his fault, though. And then, like.
I'm not saying all of them weren't his fault. But some of them were not his fault.
Like, she was not the perfect parent, but I wouldn't say worse.
That is true.
She was a bad wife. I say she was a horrible wife, not necessarily a bad mom, but she was a horrible wife.
Just both of them. Boy, my got trash got bags jobs. For what, Christmas? It was a Christmas he got trash bags?
Was that the episode that they decided to do Hanukkah, Kwanzaa or something?
I don't know.
He just got trash bags.
The mom from Home Alone, bro. Like they forgot
now,
about
okay. You. We got another situation where
it's a movie. Hold up.
She
is a movie.
Was a good mom. Dang, okay. Oh yeah, that was a movie. They ain't never
that
made
was actually a movie. That was actually a movie.
Oh dang, well we gotta leave her alone then.
She can be. Peggy Bundy.
Okay, she was a drunk too.
She was a drunk, and
she was a terrible, big drunk.
And she was like a terrible mother. She always didn't do no housework. She always blames the kids for everything.
She was fine though.
What TV show was it?
The
Married with Children.
Married with Children. The Bunnies.
I think she was the worst mom.
She was horrible. But yeah, her kids didn't die. Her kids didn't die. They did not die.
That's true. Always going shopping. Always takes advantage of the kids or any opportunity.
Dang, yeah, right. Now, that's why I was saying I wouldn't put Rochelle in that category. You know,
we can put in a gray area.
She is. She might not be at the top of the list, but she is a bad mom.
BAD. Hate her.
Dang,
he hate her.
Man, I'm gonna say Skyler White from Breaking Bad.
What she do?
I thought she was a good mom.
Man, she's out there.
You know who you got to say since you brought up Breaking Bad?
Yeah, from Ozark. But she started. She kind of was neglecting them, especially their son. He was like handicapped. Because he was selling drugs. Because Walter was selling the drugs. Basically,
I need to bring that back.
He was cooking them. She started cheating on the man immediately.
Oh damn!
He like how you go say. We can say that on the radio. See, he was sucking dick and like,
sucking dick for money?
Because like, he want to sell drugs. All right, well, let me go eat this dick up. Pause.
Yeah, that's wild, right? That is wild.
Not me.
But she probably was that type of mom where it was like, well, since you choosing the drugs over me, I feel neglected. So now I gotta go find peace and happiness.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy.
I mean, and like Keisha said, we gotta bring up, you know, the mom from Ozark,
Wendy Bird.
See, I haven't seen Ozark.
And I tell you, she had me so hot that like if I saw her today, I might throw hands. And I know she's an actress.
Don't do that.
She was like, she had the kids divided and stuff, and then
backstabbing the husband. He was cheating on him with
an old man.
Every time he about to get out the game.
Yeah.
She was trying
a way to bring him back in. Yeah. And he like, and you're going to like it. So you
and all he was doing was running.
Go ahead and ask me the whole show.
So she like, not Sasha. She like Tasha from Power then. Have y'all ever watched Power?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you remember how Ghost was the same. Ghost was like, I want to quit. And every 5 minutes, she was like, well, what else you going to do?
Yeah.
We got this life you got to support.
Nah, so, yeah. she was wishy-washy, though. Wendy was wishy-washy. Yeah. She was like, oh, I want out. You know, why you got us doing this? And then Marty finally get him close to getting out, right? And then Wendy changed her mind out of nowhere.
Yeah. Brought the kids got involved in, too. Like, yep. Uh-huh. Yep. And then one of the friends got killed. Like I'm talking about... Mm.
People got killed because of her. Like, people didn't have to die
because of her. Brother got killed because of her.
Just like Tasha. Damn, Tasha. No, Ozark sound like Power. I'm going to check that up.
Yeah, Netflix. I put them on.
Power was just black.
It's not better than Power.
Oh, you don't think so? Okay. Sometimes Power went to the left a little bit. It ain't even in a city.
So. But now Ozark was good.
I'm gonna check it out. I heard it was good. I was like, damn, that's enough damn drugs, man.
Yeah, that money line there, man. Right. It get you.
Damn drugs.
You never had enough, man.
I'm gonna start selling. Oh, listen what? To him. No, real talk though. I was watching Power one time and I was like, hey, bro.
Talk my PR.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, but then I don't need no life. I don't need that life.
Right?
I need to be able to go to my house.
Who that?
My life is a teenage robot's mom. Technically, she's very irresponsible. Because why are you making a robot that's moody like that and giving them weapons?
Why?
Why?
Saving the world.
Of everything you're going to do, you're just going to make it, you're going to give it a teenage mind.
So she wasn't like Ultron and just doing her own shit?
That don't mean Tony is definitely a bad dad, first of all.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, like, his intentions was good, but then Ultron was like, nah.
Yeah, he didn't give Ultron weapons.
Oh, well.
She can't technically connect to the internet or nothing like that, so anything she had on her was given to her.
Mom fucked it up.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, what is it? The mom from Mega Horror Story, like, I forgot what season, but she played Miss Langdon.
I gave up.
She was bad. Like, she was terrible. She played Miss Constance. She played Constance Langdon. She was terrible, though.
What was some shit she was doing?
Terrible.
Like, yeah. What was some
shit she was doing?
What was it? What season was it? Oh, yeah, it was the murder house. So, like,
okay.
She was belittling the children and all. Like,
she was one of those.
What's up with them doing that?
The physical, she was talking about the physical defects. And then the girl that was like missing the challenge, she was doing her bad too. Like, that was terrible.
All right, so I got one. Everybody finish.
Everybody quiet.
It's been he told me, didn't he? He told my stupid ass.
I'm sorry. I'm just messing.
Oh my gosh.
Please don't take me too serious.
Nah, you go. But it's been an ongoing debate.
Yeah, please.
Sometimes you got to put the ketchup on it. But it's been an ongoing debate on social media.
Let's think
about whether or not Florida from Good Times was a good or bad TV mom. Because they were saying, you seen it, because they were saying, like, every time they had a chance of getting out the ghetto, she would come and fuck it up, talking about God and this and that, but then turn around and say God was white. Because when Michael was trying to paint the picture black, she was like, now the only Jesus we know is this one. And it was a blonde hair, blue eyed looking white man.
No, it wasn't blonde hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And so he had the schooler. I'm like, you supposed to know the Bible. And why he got to tell you what they say Jesus looked like in the Bible? You supposed to be so high and mighty.
Right.
You know, they found some money. And she was talking about some give it back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just ethical.
She was doing all that.
She didn't work. You know,
she's ethical to get the money back. It ain't yours.
I mean, who was claiming it?
I mean,
how much was it again?
I wait to see what it is. It's like they don't claim it.
You will get killed over that money.
I don't know. Maybe it won't that much, but it was enough to get them out of the ghetto. back. It was enough to get them out the ghetto.
That is money that will get you killed.
That's, but what if they don't claim it though? Like after a week or two or a month, like
it's yours.
Anybody that's got $250,000 in cash, especially during the airing of that show, that is not claiming money. That is some dirty money.
It was thousands. It was enough to get them out of the ghetto.
Yeah, they get them out of there then. Get them out of there.
But, you know, and I was like, I mean, they was making some valid points. I mean, she ain't work. He would come home and she would be complaining.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe Florida won't do, you know.
Nah.
I don't know.
He married Tito. That's his fault.
But wait.
Oh, burr, 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 burr. Oh my gosh. Tito is crazy.
Wait.
Oh my god, that caught me so off guard.
But me too.
I had to process that.
Whoa, wait a minute.
You done got the green
for yeah, I lost started, him now.
All right, yeah, but
he caught a grip.
I guess she meant well, but I think it was the perfect scenario of different generations and the disconnects, you know, and just not being with the times. I feel like that was her problem. If you was gonna call her a bad mom, I feel like that's what it was. She wasn't a part of that evolution. No, you ain't gotta be like this. No,
she was Trick Daddy before she was Trick Daddy.
Man, this nigga.
Not Petey Pablo, was Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy, he was Trick Daddy. I didn't think about it.
You're not gonna disrespect that black queen. I beg your pardon. Mm. Beg your pardon.
Snowboarding's never, black queens forever. All right.
Nigga said today, bring back the nappy hair, get rid of the lace fronts. If I can't grab it.
I can't have it.
I was just like, wait a minute.
Now I ain't gonna lie, you wanna set the world on fire. If we really being honest, we ain't talking about
ain't doing that.
Slow down.
I mean, I forgot the woman. Wait, was it Kim Fields' mom that played the mom that burnt Janet?
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, she was terrible. Oh my god,
horrible. Penny in the corner, mama, please.
Now please, Kim mama. Fields' mom in real life, yeah, she raised some good kids.
What, both of them?
You seen?
Especially that goddamn sister of Kim Fields,
Alexis. I'll be on that Instagram. I was like, dang, good. God. Like, he's hitting niggas.
Oh, she been fine all her life. Remember her on Nickelodeon?
They wanted us to hate her on All American. No, shit. I would have had her.
Right.
I would have had her.
She was always right.
Yep.
I ain't give a damn what she did or said. That's a pretty ass woman.
She's just trying to know the Muffin Man. His last name was
Y'all talking about? That's on that.
I forgot about cause y'all seen Archer, you know, Mallory.
Yeah, she was
terrible.
She was terrible. Like he can't, he didn't even know his dad or nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
She was a drunk too,
though. She won't.
No, she was out there hoeing. She passed the traits on to him. Like, luckily, he kind of like a better dad in a way. Not really.
Yeah, he is. He's better. But he has a better heart. I will say that.
Yeah.
Speaking of drunks, I remember Helga's mom from Hey Arnold.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is Nelson's mom on the Simpsons.
You gotta be drunk to be American and name your daughter Helga.
Just saying.
She had a Viking.
Maybe they rushed. You know,
they had a Viking that night.
If they rushed, I let it go.
I do appreciate the episode where she tried to bond with Helga. I do appreciate it, but it was low key depressing because she was struggling as a parent. I was like, that show was so deep.
She used to look rough all the time, bro. Like,
ooh, that show was deep
and everything, boy.
That part.
Man. And then you got to see who her husband is, too.
Yeah, I don't know how they got married. I know he was cheating.
Yeah.
he was definitely selling beepers, all right.
Something, bro. I'm crazy.
He was beeping some pussy.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of them that I forgot.
Taylor. Ain't no way in the hell he stayed with her and won't fucking somebody else.
Oh.
Just horrible parenting.
Freaking out. I don't like Dora's parents.
Who's Doris?
What, hold on now?
They ain't been doing nothing.
Ain't been doing. Your child is they going to 10 fuck too.
Exactly. In the real world,
she always come home.
They might as well not.
It's her imagination.
And she on drugs. She talking to a monkey.
Yeah, in the map.
And a fox. A fox is
Dora the Explorer on drugs.
Yeah, that.
She getting in that bag every time. They the bag.
That what, Christian?
They just magic items.
They just
talk.
Oh shit!
I mean, the animals talk. Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
The backpack swiping, talking. No, the map talking.
It's just magic swiping, items.
No, dang, girl on bath sauce.
Hey, I'm gonna try to tell you right now when that map started singing. That shit was fire, boy.
I'm the map.
I was like, nigga, cook.
Freaking
Man is a good ass show. I watched that.
Got to see the Lois Griffin. I mean, the way
you beat me to it. Lois.
Oh, Lois Griffin. Yeah, I can say that.
Because first and foremost, why you got that stupid ass man in your house? I don't care if he they daddy. It's something wrong with him.
Well, if we talking about that, I don't know if y'all ever seen The Amazing World of Gumball.
Yes, same scenario.
Yeah,
horrible. Now
that's a horrible mom for having to deal with that dad. That dad, horrible. Man. I ain't
better throw him. He gotta be
knocking the Mario coins out of her.
Marge is a horrible mom. She watched that nigga choking.
Every
I think they be knocking the Mario coins out their wives or something.
Peter must have been dark.
They feeding it to her.
Oh my god. Stan. I think Stan just got money. Homer, I think Stan either, just got money.
Yeah.
I think that's why she stay.
Let's see who else.
I think she kind of dumb anyway though.
Yeah, but
who that?
American Dad. Why was
she stupid as hell? But she fine though. But she's stupid as hell.
I forgot her name.
I feel like it started with an M.
For real. I know she.
Yeah, you know. Well, never mind.
Francine.
Yeah,
Francine.
I'll just say yeah.
Yeah.
Francine. Yeah. So I was definitely way off because I said an M. So, I'm sorry.
Look, because in my head, I was like, Mancy. Like,
Steve was singing the hell out of that song about his mama.
Oh, yeah.
Steve sang that. Sang a lot about a lot. You know what I'm
that nigga could sing his ass.
You see when he was at the jukebox singing to them women.
My body all over your body.
What y'all think about Game of Thrones? Cersei Lancaster.
Everybody on that show go to hell.
Yeah.
I think everybody up there horrible.
Smashing the brother.
Yeah, the incest.
Yeah, this is weird.
Burn it down.
My body
over your body. Oh,
who?
Beverly Hofstadter from Big Bang Theory.
What's she do?
I think she's the worst mother that could be.
Who mom
I'm about
is
to say, because remember, she wrote a book about her son, you know, about his traumatizing, you know, about his whole entire life and his childhood and everything else and whatever. She wrote a book about it.
That's Sheldon's mom?
Huh?
That's Sheldon's mom?
No. That's not Sheldon's mother. That is
the dude with the glasses, right?
Yeah, that's the dude with the glasses, mother.
Okay.
Dang. Yeah, I don't remember her. She put him on Front Street like that.
Pretty much, she's
just like Eminem's mom.
From 8 Mile.
Not in real life. Yeah, you can put it that way.
I was just, well, that's a movie though, never mind.
Yeah.
I was just comparing.
Oh, okay.
I know I got a vague memory of watching
Leonard is his name.
Leonard Hofstadter.
That's what I'm about to say. I had to think about it for a minute. It's been a minute since I watched the show.
I said I got a vague memory of watching 2 and a Half Men. And I remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. What's her name? Oh, my God.
She was a menace.
There was a
Oh, God. Yeah. She was terrible. The female version of him, though.
Sleeping with everybody, drinking, cussing about.
I should have been around her then.
She was terrible, man.
Guys, yeah, she was the worst.
Local thing.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Get ate up. He trying to get ate up. Why ain't ever in business? Man, you know why. You better get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, go home. Go home, Roger.
Like, go home, Roger. Like,
get that up. Get that up real quick.
Yeah. How your mama doing?
Hey. Hey, Sugar Mama wasn't.
And they had the people on that. Mama, yeah. She had favoritism too. Like,
very much. Yeah. She was extreme favoritism.
Golly, but
she was treating him like
Oscar for no reason.
Hey, but you in his house.
You feel me?
That's what I'm saying. Right.
My brother is homeless. He's living in his car.
Like, what the fuck?
And he's not trying to do better.
Y'all living trying to do better.
He wants to get a bad wife.
Make a song.
He walking around with a microphone with no cord, no speaker, nothing. Just singing into the microphone. Your son is delusional.
Can you feel it? Ow. This nigga, it's 2001. He think it's 1972.
He ain't aged since 1972.
I'm so dysfunctional. The song slap, though.
I heard
what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Rick wife on The Walking Dead.
She wasn't there for Carl. Fuck no.
She was crazy. That's why she
nah,
died.
She won't.
I
feel like her getting with the best friend is bad.
Because that was before. Wasn't that before?
I guess you're right. It is bad, but
But the fact that she wasn't there for Carl and she happened to be, you know, deep throating the best friend.
Then they made it seem like they tried to make it seem like he was the dad too at first.
I thought it was. That's crazy. It's grimy out here.
Grimy.
Don't introduce people to your best friend.
What y'all think about? Would you say the mom from 101?
Nah, I think she was a good mom.
I'm be honest.
I don't remember her that much. That was Rochelle too, but nah. I think she just knew that it was time for Brianna to branch out and be with her dad.
Okay.
I think that's all it was. I don't think she was like intentionally trying to just give her, because she wanted her to come back, but Brianna didn't want to go, so she was like, I'm not gonna force you.
Yeah,
I feel like that's actually good parenting. But she was always in the picture. Whenever something went down, she was like, who I got to fuck up,
right?
Because
right.
I'm not right. playing with y'all.
Man,
so
man,
he still was here for letting her go. She could fuss at me all she want to.
Eat. Eat up.
What
is it,
Liz?
What about that mother from Everybody Loves Raymond?
See, I ain't never watched that.
I watched it, but I was young, so I don't remember too much.
I mean, she had favoritism too, though.
I forgot her name. I think it was Marie.
It probably is, or that probably
Marie, something like that. I'm about to say, I can't think of her. I think that's her name, though. I'm about to say, because she always shows, favoritism to her sons and everything else, but treat them like, but still treat them like children, even though he's grown.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember Doofenshmirtz's mom?
Oh yeah.
She was terrible. She left him at the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He had a happy birthday, and nobody was there.
Yeah.
Doofenshmirtz.
And he was like,
"Look, Doofenshmirtz
Incorporated." He was terrible, bro. He had a bad life. Pull one for the homie.
Lord. I ain't seen no finishing first.
He had a bad life.
Oh, I'm tripping. Okay, yeah. See, I'm bad with names.
I guess her name is Mom. Futurama. Shelly slapping.
Her name is Mom.
she was terrible. Old tail. She used her sons to do her schemes and stuff. Like,
she terrible, period.
What the heck?
Anybody watch Empire?
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all feel like Cookie was a bad mom?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, she took that for her kids. She went to jail.
Yeah, right. She went to jail for her kids.
Right. I think she fought.
Nah, she went to jail for old boy because she could have took care of.
Go ahead.
She could have took care of her kids without old boy.
I think she was a good mom though.
True. But I think she was all right. You know, her kids were just bad by the time she got out. You know,
yeah, she stood up for her kids, especially when the stuff with Jamal and all that.
I feel like she in the same category as Rochelle. She could have been nicer, but good mom.
Okay, man, you are entitled to your opinion.
Man, look, man, why she traumatized you so bad?
You got quiet, huh?
She did her thing for her kids, man. Only thing I would say she did wrong was favoritism, but I think all parents do that for real, for real.
She wasn't setting a good example for her daughter.
Okay. I ain't gonna disagree with that.
And she mistreated Chris. So that's two out of three.
That's just the nice part. She didn't mistreat. That's two out of three. She just should have been nicer.
That's mistreating. No, if I'm mean to you every time I see you.
Some people just lag in certain areas. They don't mean they abusive.
If you nice to she's nice to the other boy.
Like, okay, for example, if I tell you to go wash them damn dishes.
Favoritism over the other.
I could have just said, may you please go wash the dishes. It's the same thing. It's just the way I said it.
Wait. Because, you know, there's a big difference between washing them damn dishes and Andrew right. Wash the dishes.
It's the same thing. You just saying it in
she
a mean
said,
way.
Hey, Drew, go wash the dishes. That's how she talked to Drew. If it's Chris, she said,
wash the dishes. You got a point.
Listen, we already know how Chris Rock was. That's why his ass got slapped at the damn Grammy Oscars, because so in my opinion, she's a great mom. Now that I think about it, because he deserved that shit.
First of all, most people that go on the Oscars make jokes and roast people in the crowd. That's part of the gig.
Yeah.
Now Will, I ain't gonna talk about Will because I mess with Will. I ain't gonna talk about
what you want to know why. Okay, you made a good point, Christian. They do go out there and roast. So why is it when he talked about the white people, it was, oh, you got to be a good husband type jokes, and then he see the black woman, you bald headed.
Was she? Do you see any white women that was bald headed in there?
But why he couldn't speak on white problems?
Yeah, why couldn't he?
So y'all saying he be Coonin, white.
That's why his mama treated him like that. She already knew.
You don't mess with Chris Rock.
Fuck that nigga.
All right. Hey, easy.
Now the show.
Easy. He got a lot of siblings. Like easy.
Nigga, call. Bring him.
I bet. Hey.
You don't want to fuck with the Whitfields.
Anyway,
I bet.
The mom about to start a turf war. The mom from Riverdale, Penelope Blossom. She was terrible.
Show was good.
It was terrible.
Oh yeah.
If you ever watch Riverdale
is the weirdest show I ever seen in my life. Because why did they
give them power
the way they did?
They gave them power.
Y'all was high school murder.
Yeah.
To Superman.
Yeah.
Right. That part.
What kind of power? How did they get power?
Right there.
I don't know. The writer of the show must have been on some PCP.
Yeah, they just getting power. I keep hearing people talk about it. I looked on Netflix and seen the synopsis, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, they were right."
It's crazy as hell. Yeah,
no,
I watched a YouTube documentary.
What
powers
they get?
They was just on some. I mean, in so many some Power Ranger type shit. Like they was able to do some supernatural shit.
Yeah, they went from switching everybody's girlfriends around and stuff, and then they just went for superpowers.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah, that's that joint that And it's based off that old cartoon.
Archie
Weird Mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched Riverdale.
Yeah, I saw the first season. And
but
I
she might go look up to see what superpowers they had.
She was for herself, and like she didn't care about the business. Like she was neglecting that girl. And like she put other people before her daughter too. Like,
dang.
Yeah. That, Holland Taylor, I just looked at her picture from 2.5 Men.
I love
her. She could have swallowed me, bro.
Wow. From where?
I would have let her swallow me.
Who?
From 2.5 Men, Holland Taylor.
Yeah,
she could have did her thing. I would let her do whatever she want.
Huh.
Oh, what's it called?
Now?
Freaking
When she was on the show, she probably old as dirt now.
So y'all watched South Park, right? Cartman mom.
Man. Where to begin with that?
First of all, she let Cartman do whatever he want. Like, she don't even try to stop him.
Boy, you got diabetes.
She got ran through in the whole town. What? The whole town ran through her.
She fucked herself.
Cartman only know that episode where he was trying to look for his dad, and everybody was just...
Mm-hmm. There's a line, bro. I was almost your father, but the line was too long. Type thing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my. Right,
ain't nobody step up and say I'm the pappy.
She was the pappy.
She was a
hermaphrodite.
Wow.
So yeah, she fucked herself.
That's a lot of unpack. That's a lot.
Yeah, South Park crazy, bro.
She's terrible. She's really terrible, though.
I'm gonna tell you the episode that really had me when she had that dude that trained dogs come and fix him. And when the dude told her he didn't want to be with her, she basically just said, well, fuck everything you just helped me with. I'm going to let Cartman be evil again. All because he didn't want her.
Yeah, she's crazy, bro. And the bad part is she got this nice persona, like, at first. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, oh, how you doing? You know, like, oh, sweet. Like, nah. Mm-hmm.
And in that movie,
yeah, never judge a book by its cover.
That movie, she was depicted in that movie crazy, too.
Yeah, she crazy.
Only thing that part.
I would hate
What about the one for Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh yeah, she crazy too.
Yeah, she in the same category as Rochelle.
I would too. She crazy. Yeah.
So are you saying Rochelle's a bad mom?
No, she should have been nicer. You can't say somebody bad just because they don't know how to be affectionate.
It's getting a little shaky.
Treatment.
Thank you.
Mistreatment is not feeding your kids. Mistreatment is breaking their arms. Mistreatment is not making sure they get home from school. Yelling at somebody
that mental and verbal abuse.
There's ways around that though.
Then she smacked up Chris.
Huh?
Rochelle?
Man,
yeah.
Okay.
He deserved it. That was foreshadowing.
I need to watch more episodes.
Josh is saying that the kid deserved to be beat.
He wasn't beat. He was disciplined.
Not every time she disciplined wasn't necessary, though. Boy went to school, got beat up, got home, got beat up again. Chris! Why weren't they caring about why that man was coming home with black eyes?
They did.
Yeah.
Man, not enough. Boy was out there.
Well, I agree with that.
Not enough.
Chris,
everything ain't easy, Chris.
He got beat for his clothes being messed up. I got my tail whooped. Now I gotta go home and get my. You think Chris would know how to fight at some point, or he'd be tougher?
That part, I would think.
Well, I guess he never learned.
Or he would have crashed out. Now that I think about it,
his dad was too worried about the money to teach him.
He was a cheapskate.
Oh God.
I remember they had McDonald's, bro.
He said, you know how much time it would take me to teach you how to fight?
He said,
you know how much money I would be losing?
Crazy, bro.
Chris got the drink, right? Chris got the drink. Well. He said, well, you better unplug that clock. Can't tell time while you sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey. Malcolm in the Middle, I feel like she was a good mom. She just probably had postpartum for the rest of her life.
Oh my God.
She was crazy, bro.
Because see, you got to start thinking about what these women is going through.
But what?
You got to start thinking about what these women be going through. Was she racist? Wait.
Yeah, Michael.
If I'm not mistaken, was she racist?
Malcolm in the Middle?
She used to manipulate people and stuff. She was crazy.
Yeah, like,
she
was thinking, if I recall, I thought that one was racist.
No.
Put that coochie back in your mouth.
Nah, she was good to the kids at times, but at times, like,
I taste it up.
Who's coochie in my mouth?
Taste it up. Taste it up.
Who's coochie in my mouth?
Taste it.
Where is it?
Hers.
I didn't know hers. Malcolm in the Middle? Hers. I want to hear it.
Well.
Wow, so you went to that okay, you probably left at N-word.
I don't remember her being racist. I watched that show. I don't remember her being racist.
Taste it.
Now, I don't know if she a racist,
but they wouldn't have got away with that.
You sound like the guy that was doing the slave master wife. That's what you sound like. I don't remember her saying that crazy. She ain't never said that crazy.
Miss Minnie would have got the dickie.
They didn't say nothing to me.
They ain't even that bad over here. They ain't even that bad over here. Why y'all leaving?
He said,
I'm just gonna make sure it's good with Miss Minnie. I'm gonna go make sure it's good with Miss Minnie.
Even that bad.
They told y'all to leave. No. I'm gonna just go ask her real quick.
No. It ain't even that bad over here.
Coming out in her bathrobe. It ain't even that bad over here.
I'll be gone already.
Yeah, see? That part.
Sundown. Now we can go.
Until she say, God. Baby.
I'm like, you know,
y'all go ahead. I'll be right over there.
Nah.
I was not supposed
to. Well, we know what type of guy you are.
Miss Minnie had the bitties.
Shoot, do we got any more? I can't think of nothing else. And I know it's a lot more. It's probably a lot more.
That was an accusation, though. You can't be saying something racist. They wouldn't have let her get away with this. Ain't Roseanne.
The mom from Scandal.
She was a horrible ass mom.
That was
Maya, was it? For Scandal? Huh? From Scandal, is it Maya, her name?
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Shit, I can't remember. I'm trying to remember.
I think her name is Maya, if I'm not mistaken. I know what you're talking about. I think that's Maya.
What about the mom from Harlem? Megan Good's mom.
Neglect.
Yeah, I was going to say neglect on that one, for sure.
See, Rochelle wasn't a neglector.
We didn't say she was the worst mom. We just said she was the bad one.
The mom from Scandal was, her name was Maya.
Dang, you really like
it was Maya? Okay, so it was Maya.
Pam was bad, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Pam was bad.
He fighting for Rochelle, boy.
He fighting for his baby.
I feel like she was right. Will Smith proved it.
Nah.
But y'all watch P-Valley?
No.
Yeah.
You remember her homegirl's mom, Mercedes' mom?
Oh yeah.
When she stole her money, opening up their church.
Yeah, man.
Hard.
Fucking man.
I ain't never want to beat a woman up so bad in my life.
I said, what the fuck?
Talking about something. God told me to do it.
Yeah, this is gonna be to my church.
To steal.
This is gonna be your church.
You watch this girl slave. To make 20K, so to open up her own business, and God told you to take all the money.
Yeah,
that's
cold, bro. Yeah,
that's cold blood.
I hate when people use God.
You sound like a pirate, I know.
Like, they don't give you right. They don't give you right.
Cheapy up on her ass too. I was like, that's the most realistic response I've seen in my life.
Money,
ain't gonna be no crime. You's a bitch.
Yeah, legit.
That's crazy how many bad moms there are.
Really? That part.
Not even, yeah, I'm saying.
I bet I can't think of any more right now.
Hey, you gotta have them, Brad. The show, you know, dystopia.
Gives it depth. Yep. Hey, look at that.
Yes, sir.
But, you know.
I know about what. So now there.
Tune in next time.
It'll be
and subscribe.
BS season finale.
Damn.
Already.
How many seasons? 8 seasons coming to an end, man.
8, bro.
Goodness gracious.
Oh yeah, ho! It's the finale.
It's the finale.
My pep talk turned into a pep rally.
Done things for longer and have less, so. You know,
God is good.
Check out, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, like our red one said, like, comment, and subscribe. Check us out across all platforms at Blurred and Beyond. You know, we pop up, you type us in, we pop up. Check out our gaming page, Space Ranger Gaming. Check out our page on Facebook for all entertainment news. Mm-hmm. The Black Space Rangers, where you can become an honorary Space Ranger.
Yes, yes. Space Ranger.
Space Ranger.
You know? And always remember,
Go beyond.